What is going on, Straight to Voicemail Nation? Doesn't matter if it's maybe your step papi, maybe your girlfriend you can't seem to shake, want to bitch button that gal, or maybe it's even the USA gymnastics coach asking you to step up for yet another event because Simone Biles has pulled out of yet another event. Doesn't matter. Send that shit straight to voicemail because we have got a show for you. Man, we're already pissing people off for that Simone Biles joke. I'm just joshing around. We do support mental health, of course. We love Simone Biles. We missed her in the Olympics. But come on, that was a funny joke. They probably had to make a lot of fucking phone calls figuring out what they were going to do to clean up that mess. But anyway, we'll get into more of the Olympics later as we'll cover that. But we're back. Man, 2 weeks off, another 2 weeks. What can I say? It's my summer schedule. I'm not going to make excuses. I dropped the ball, but I enjoyed my summer, and I'm not going to lie, man. I was at the beach for most of July on the weekends. I was a weekend warrior, as I mentioned earlier in a few podcasts. Man, I do prefer the full-time swing in Ocean City, as I've done for many, many years in the past, but the new normal will have to stick, as they say. Gotta love the new normal. But Fager's was always the best bar, as I always mentioned. I always party hard. I don't think I've ever left that place with a dry t-shirt or button-down on. They are always sopping wet from tearing it up on the dance floor. I won't miss the 6 a.m. rides back from Ocean City. Right to work I would go. I did that a few times. Probably not the best idea. I was falling asleep a few times. Nearly shat my pants the other time from a lengthy night of eating chorizo and fried shrimp, then pounded with the coffee in the morning. I was bound to have an explosion, and I barely made it to work. Luckily, I did. That's neither here nor there. Those are in the past because I am back to Baltimore for the rest of the summer. Can't wait. Love my Be More nights as we had this past weekend with some friends. Gotta love it. Always a good time. And then can't wait, of course, to move down to Locust Point come September. May the fun times never end, as I doubt they won't. I doubt they will. They'll never end. So I've just enjoyed a great, great weekend back in Baltimore, as I mentioned. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day you're listening. I went out a few nights, of course, with the family and friends. Had to hit up the Pips, our favorite band, of course. But when I was not out over the weekend, I was in my nest, binging Outer Banks season 2. Boy, oh boy, I will not give away anything, but all I can say is what a treat. I would die for John B. JK, I wouldn't die for anyone, but I maybe would give my pinky for him if that makes him feel any better. An incredible, incredible season 2 of Outer Banks. I won't recap it because I'm sure a lot of people either haven't started it or maybe haven't even finished it yet, but it was absolutely stupendous. I had my reservations, of course, because the first season came out during the pandemic. We all were just absolutely mental. We were searching for anything to watch. We would have probably watched an old man dropping a deuce on Old Harford Road for all we know and thought it was entertaining. But here we are left with Outer Banks. And yes, it was great. We loved it. But I was nervous season 2 would flop. It wouldn't have that same hype. But I was wrong. It was absolutely incredible. I'd say 5 times better than season 1. I don't want to overhype it because I don't want to make it like it was some Emmy award winning thing, because that's not true. It's still freaking Outer Banks, cheesy. You got a fucking 30-year-old playing a 16-year-old, which just never gets old, never makes sense. You got people falling in love, flying off to the Bahamas at 16 years old. I can't even recall what I was doing at 16 years old, but it was not half the shit these kids are doing. If that's my only problem with the show, is why not just make them older and have them home for the summer or something crazy? But they barely play on the high school thing, except like it's bizarre. So yes, you got to go in knowing there's going to be some holes in the plot just with the age and the ridiculous things that happen that are just not logical or real life. But for the shows we love, we let those things go. So I'm not saying it was the best thing ever created, but it was incredible. I really enjoyed it. A lot of great plots, a lot of great things, like so many different moments to talk about. That's all I'll say. Just to not give anything else away, but definitely watch Outer Banks season 2. It was worth the watch. Definitely some great things to look forward to with that show. I'm kind of sad I already finished it. Does not make me too happy, but I binged it. So got invested, finished it, polished it off, on to the next one. As I mentioned earlier with the Simone Biles joke, I've been paying a bit of attention to the whatever number Olympiad, who really gives a shit, over in Tokyo. Still calling it 2020, which is kind of whack. Just call it 2021 when it's happening. Can't really dwell on the past, as we like to say. Though there's been some feel-good things, some great stories, I stand by my thoughts that they wouldn't be the best Olympics, and you'd miss the parents, and you'd miss everything going on. But, I mean, you got the virtual thing going on with the parents, saying congrats. You got the shaky connections. I mean, that's OTPHJ at best. You're not really getting the full effect, the full experience with the virtual thing. It's kind of disappointing. You get a few good crying over Zooms and this, whatever app they're using. But it's nothing great. We need that in-person, that feel-good, raw emotion with the parents, with the crowd. The little crowd here and there of the other Olympians was cute, but nothing great. We need that regular thing. Like I said, I haven't been watching religiously because I'm not 16 anymore, and I could stay up till 4 a.m. and watch everything live and stay up. I got to go to bed for work. So, I mean, I can't watch like I used to, but I still enjoy it. Suni Lee, loved watching Suni Lee. She was a real treat because obviously she had to quote unquote replace Simone. And I'm not shitting on Simone. This is my kind of my take is once Simone pulled out and that was it, they should have focused on who was still there to play and who was still there to compete. They still gave Suni and the other girls attention, but the whole fucking narrative from the media was Simone, 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 Simone. I'm sorry, if you're going to pull out, if you're going to get it, I get the issues. I'm not saying anything against her. But when it comes time for what's really happening is they're still there to compete. They're still there to win gold. And that's what the other girls still showed up. Regardless of Simone, they showed up and were there to win a medal. So I think that it really ticked me off was like the level of coverage. Like, and I'm not saying against Simone because I'm sure she would have said, leave me the fuck alone and focus on these girls that are here to compete. She would say the same thing, but it's just the media that are relentless and relentless and never gave it. They just beat it till it was boring and nobody really gave a shit. And I think the media almost turned people against Simone because they overplayed it and overanalyzed and it was just too much. They should have focused on who was there, like Suni Lee, who got the 5th consecutive gold medal for the women, American women all around. And that's great. Give her more attention. Give the other girls more attention and let Simone Biles be at peace with her decision. So that was really my big take on that. And they cut to her too many times in the stands cheering, made it about again Simone, which I get it. She's a huge national star, not taking anything away from her. But with the decision she made, which was obviously the right one, but with that decision comes consequences and you're not going to be the star or you shouldn't have been the star. And I think that's where it got lost for the poor people that were still there ready to compete. So that's my take on that. The women's U.S. soccer team, boy, oh boy, you hate to see it for them. They really shat the bed early on in the group rounds. They lost 0-6, I think. I think they came in too confident, too big for their britches. Not even confident, they were cocky. I think they just assumed they were unbeatable. They win everything, and they really just shat the bed. And again, I'm talking about this as a sports fan, nothing against that they're women or this and that, because you got to, nowadays, you got to say that. I'm just saying, in general, that's the facts, is they came in, they shat the bed. I don't know the full facts. I don't know the full roster, but that's just what you can see as a spectator. And it's nothing political. I don't care that they're kneeling. I don't care that they're skipping, playing jumping jacks on the field. I don't care if they're farting up. I don't care. It's not about what they're doing on the field. I'm just telling you the facts is that they came in confident. They got it handed to them. They didn't really take it seriously like they should have, and I think it showed. They barely made it through the quarterfinals of the actual stages. And we'll see this morning, because it's Monday now, of course. They either lost to Canada or beat them are headed to the gold, or they're going to play for bronze. So, I mean, again, they're a different level where even if they're shit in the bed, they'll still may win a medal or even gold. But, I mean, it was good to kind of see them grounded, but I still want to see them win. Don't get me wrong, but they needed to be grounded if they were going to win the gold. So we'll see how they do. But definitely a bump in the road for the women of football in America. Tough without Serena. I missed her in the tennis. Didn't really give two fucks about the tennis without her there. Just was happy to see Novak Djokovic shit the bed as well. Didn't even win a medal. Not his biggest fan, especially without Rafa. And Fed there too on the men's side. I just did not want to see him walk to the gold medal. So he got upset two times in a row and didn't even win bronze. So that was exciting and good to see. We had Caitlyn Jenner, who will be up in the track and field, I think, for Team Malibu. Malibu chic! Me, Caitlyn Jenner, wearing heels again. Stiletto, stiletto. Thanks, Chloe. JK, JK. We obviously know she's running for governor of California, so she can't be messing with the games anymore, even though she could still maybe cop a medal. She's got to focus on her political endeavors, so she won't be going for gold. We saw Tom Daley, the Olympic diver. Yeah, he got gold. Great. But this guy's poor partner. I was talking with my friend Ellen about it. We both noticed it. Ellen, huge fan. Shout out, Ellen. His poor partner didn't get the time of day. These announcers are like, I was even watching a Facebook video today. It wasn't Tom Daley and his partner, and I feel terrible. I don't even know his name. So I'm at fault as well. But they would just say, Tom Daley wins gold, not... And he was doing the duo synchronized. It was doing the synchronized diving. It was about two people, and they made it all about Tom. I get he's the famous person, but that's where the new stars come from, the people that are winning gold with the old stars. So it was absolutely bonkers just the way they gave it. They let the poor guy down. He won just gold just as much as Tom Daley. Nothing against Tom, but I'm sure he would have said, hey, give my man some credit. They would only interview Tom, only talk about Tom. That poor other British guy. I mean, that was bullshit. Poor, piss poor journalism again. Nothing new with that. We saw a little poor little Jade Carey. She was another little the Olympian that had to step up for Simone with Simone out. She didn't have a shot in hell. My lord, she was a deer in headlights. Poor thing. She wasn't ready for that big stage. Countless times, the poor thing. I felt terrible. She was falling on the vault. She was messing up in the all around. She didn't have a gun. They showed that poor thing got wrecked with media coverage with her face planting on the uneven bars two times in a row with her dismount in the practice. Luckily, she didn't face plant in the real thing, but they poor thing just threw her under the bus with her face planting like patoom, patoom, so hard. I'll try and find that video because it was absolutely brutal. Poor Jade. She was whiter than a ghost. She was nervous before the bell even rang. She didn't have a shot in hell, like I said. And then back to Allie Raisin. She would just post and post. You know, I highlighted my disdain for Allie Raisin with the whole clout chasing. She kept it up. She posted all about Simone, all about every Olympian, all about this. And she kind of made it about her, like she would make it a picture. I don't know. I could be totally wrong on this one, but she rubbed me the wrong way. Her spotlight is passed. Give it up, honey bunny. Let even Simone's still in the spotlight. I would even let Simone ride the spotlight still, but Allie has just let herself go. She's still hurting over the Colton thing, hurting over the missing dog, and she's riding everybody's coattail, and it's sad to see, but she's got to let it go. And then, of course, the biggest Olympic win for the U.S. was Britney Spears for most tip picks posted in a week. That poor thing took home the gold without a doubt. I mean, the Free Britney thing is definitely raging on, but so are Britney's titties. They're all over Instagram. She loves cupping them in her hands, posting videos, posting pictures. She's relentless. I recently followed her with everything going on with the Free Britney, and I probably see her breasts in her hands about once a day. She is relentless. They're hysterical. If you don't follow Britney Spears on Instagram, you got to. It's absolutely hysterical. She's a nut job. But we want to free her. But at the end of the day, she's a nut job. So that is all I have to say about the Olympics. Congrats to all the Olympians. I want to try and get one on the podcast because I think that would be so cool to talk with an Olympian. So we'll see what we can do in regards to that. They've been fairly entertaining. I even have a hot take about another Olympic topic, but those were my main recaps of the Olympics as I saw it. There's probably a lot of other great things that happened, a lot of highlights, but like I said, I didn't get to catch everything. I knew the first, I'm not even going to try and bullshit it because if I get it wrong, I'll probably get shat on. So congrats to everyone. God bless. We love the Olympics. I'm not an Olympics hater, but those are just more fun to talk about than to congratulate and kiss everybody's ass. I love the swimming as always my favorite when they come back from, oh man, I love the swimming. We miss Michael Phelps, of course, because he was just America's hero, and we always love Debbie. I can't say a bad word about Michael, because then Debbie will never come on the show. And I have a feeling she'll be on eventually. So we miss Debbie. We miss Michael at the Olympics. We miss Serena. And I can't wait for 2024. I doubt they'll skip a year, but hopefully it'll be back to normal and they can stop the bullshit and we can get back to loving the normal Olympics. So peace out, Olympic talk. All right, next we're going to sandwich in our STD, sexually transmitted disease of the week, because at Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C, we always head towards the light, but stay away from those sexually transmitted disease, those grossy-grossies, those hosey-hosies, get away. So for this week, our STD of the week goes to none other than Big Daddy Delta. Big Daddy Delta, the Delta variant, has come into town and is sweeping the nation and infecting many, many people. And go away, y'all. Go away. He's being so nasty, Big Daddy Delta. He's being real mean. He's hurting people and it's bullshit. We were finally getting back to normal. God, we were so fucking close. We were this fucking close. And then this shit happens with the Delta variant. And now we got to get everybody vaccinated. You think everybody's vaccinated, but it's not enough. It's never enough because Big Daddy Delta's coming for us. It just sucks. And this isn't political. I'm telling you to vax, telling you not to vax. You always got to watch your back. I'm just fucking saying it sucks. They're talking about wearing masks again. They're going to ruin my nights out. I'm moving downtown. They're going to cancel. If Big Daddy Delta comes after the Purple Patio, I swear to God, I will raise hell, and I will ruin, oh my God, I can't even think about it. Thinking about the Purple Patio being ruined by the Delta variant is just mind-boggling. I haven't even thought about it that much till right now. I wasn't even going to talk about the Purple Patio, but now that I'm thinking about it, Big Daddy Delta could easily destroy any hopes of the Purple Patio, and everybody who knows me, who's listened to the podcast, knows I love the Mother's Purple Patio. It's making me a bit emotional thinking that we might not have it because of the Delta variant. We need to figure this shit out. If I'm vaccinated, am I safe? Am I not safe? Am I a killer on the loose? If I spread it to the unvaxxed, do I really care because they have the opportunity? I've talked about how I'm vaxxed, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care, but what's the it's mind-boggling. It's mind-fucking. It's annoying. It's terrible. I want it to go away. I feel like crying because if I have to lock down again, I will lose my shit. It's not happening again. I don't want to say I'm not going to wear a mask because I don't want to be labeled as an anti-masker, but I'm done with the mask. Can I say that without it being political? No, you can't because people are bitches. But that's how I feel. I don't want to wear a mask anymore. And I don't want to stay inside on the weekends and twiddle my thumbs and spending all this money to move downtown. I'm not going to be able to go downtown or go out. It's a disaster. And that's why the Delta variant, Big Daddy Delta, as I like to call him. I don't know if it's Big Daddy Delta or Big Delta Dad. Big Daddy Delta. I think I like that because it just shows how much of a asshole he's being. He's a fuckface and we hate him. Stay away. Go home. Go back to wherever you're from. I don't even know where he's from. I don't even pay attention to that. Probably the Tri-Delta sorority house because there's a bunch of fucking diseases and grossness and actual STDs there. Callie, we know that. So probably its origination back at the Tri-Delta home. I don't want to say Maryland because I don't know, but Cali. She told me some stories, and I have a feeling that's where it started and got its name from. So fuck Big Daddy Delta. Go home, go away. We hate you. And that's my rant with that, because God is boiling my blood just thinking about it, because it's ruining. It's even get my poor friend. I don't know. It's bullshit. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself, Big Daddy Delta. All right, next up, last but not least, of course, we're wrapping with some hot takes. I've got some built-up angst because I haven't done some in a while. Not that there's that many, but gosh, we got a hot take it because I miss a hot take. Honestly, I will say most of the show has been hot takes, so it's not like it's its own segment. We've just been ripping people as usual. That's what we like to do is just talk shit and ruin people's lives. Just not ours, because we keep it PC on Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C, because when we make it big one day, we don't want people coming back, watching the show, listening to the show, and canceling me. So that's why I'm always watching my back from the PC police and pew, pew, knocking them down and not letting them get me. Anyway, hot take number one, dressage, an Olympic sport. It's actually pretty entertaining. We love dressage. It's the horse dancing. If you don't watch dressage, my boss turned me on to it. It's freaking hilarious. Yes, it's a talent because it's so hard to get these horses to not only dance, but they dance to the music. It's freaking hilarious. They do all sorts of routines. They gotta stay in bounds. They teeter. They flirt so hard with the fence. And if they hit the fence, it's a knockoff, and they give you anxiety touching the fence. They bow tie their hair. They bow tie their tails. Horses get freaking extensions, people. Do you know this? Horses get extensions on their tails. Like, girls get extensions. Some guys probably don't even know that. Your girlfriend's hair is not even fucking real, bro. It's extensions. It's Paula's hair from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she cut it off and gave it to your girlfriend and stitched it on her head. And fucking horses do it, too. That's the wildest shit I've ever heard. So that was pretty wild to learn. You got horses dancing to Calabria 2008, that song, doing freaking rave music. It's wild. It's absolutely wild to see how some countries do it to like nice, like opera. And then other countries are like, I think the one guy from the US was the one doing it to, rave music. And then he was doing some Earth, Wind and Fire, like September. I don't know. It was fucking hilarious. And these horses stick to the beat. They stick to the beat better than some freaking humans can dance. And we all learned that last night at Don't Know. Some of these white guys can't dance worth a shit. And you got these horses busting an absolute dime on the dance floor on their own dance floor. It's hysterical. If you haven't watched the dressage, go back and watch it. It's absolutely hilarious and entertaining. So we loved that new or turn on something new every day. We love it. Another Olympic hot take. The best event of the Olympics was the men's individual stroke play. Can anyone guess what that sport was? The men's individual stroke play. It was fucking golf. All fucking weekend, they got the golf coming up as men's individual stroke play. Come on. How can you not? How do they not see that and say, maybe we should just name it golf. Maybe we should just call it freaking hitting the ball off the tee. That's better than men's individual stroke play. You make it seem like you got men freaking jacking off in competition all week. It's freaking hilarious. Change the title. We don't want that look in America. Men's individual stroke. Come on now. It was absolutely bonkers watching that shit pop up on the screen. I got a kick out of it. I couldn't have been the only one to realize it. It's a PR nightmare. Men's individual stroke play. My head goes straight to masturbation, and I can't be the only one. It was hysterical. It's absolutely bonkers. Just call it golf. I don't even know. It's just, I'm actually kind of glad it happened because it gave me a kick. So that was hysterical. Next hot take, moving on from the Olympics. We're done with you. Hair in food is not as gross as people make it seem. It's hair. Working in the industry, it happens. It could have been my hair. It could have been anybody's hair. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, if it's all up in the mac and cheese, I get it. Or if it's all baked into the bread, I get it. But if it's laying on top of your food or here, or you can pull it off, just fucking pull it off. And I'm not even saying this, like, nothing happened recently at work where this made me think of it. But it just, when I think of all the times in my life when people have made big deals about hair and their food, was it really that big of a deal? It wasn't like there was semen on your pizza or blood. It's a piece of hair. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, more times than not, people's hair are some of the cleanest thing on their body. I wash my hair every day, or I at least don't shower without washing my hair. So it's not like, I just think it's bizarre. It's not snot. If there's snot on your food, gross. Blood on your food, gross. Poop on your food, gross. Insect on your food, gross. It's hair. It's not that big of a deal. And for years and years and years, it's always, excuse me, there is a hair on my food. Well, tough shit. Cut out that piece and eat the rest. It's not like your whole damn dish is infected. Suck it up and eat it like a fucking big boy that you're supposed to be. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with this one, and they're going to say it's disgusting. But in the past 2 years, if I find a piece of hair on my food, I pull it off and I continue. And you can call me gross. It's just not a big deal. There's grosser things that happen to your food, I can promise you, that happen to your food in a restaurant than a hair on your food. There's plenty worse things that happen. And if you don't accept that or think that's true, then you're a freaking dum-dum. Because you're not going to McDonald's. And if you get a hair on your food, you should be blessed. That's all that's on it. Or even anywhere. I'm not shitting on McDonald's. I love McDonald's. But in a restaurant, the odds of something grosser happening or more gross happening are better than not. And that's the hard facts, baby. And it's the truth. And you gotta learn to accept that if you wanna eat out. But I really truly believe that as a society, we've let the hair in the food thing become a bigger deal than it needs to be. It's out of control, and it's disheartening. Speaking of food, not speaking about hair and food, we did have the Uber Bagel THB debate. I talked about my opinion, clearly an Uber Bagel guy, but I was happy and elated to see that the STV fans agreed with me on the Instagram poll. Oh, excuse me. Because Uber Bagel did prevail, and I will say this was the most participation we've ever had. We had over 100 people actually vote. Most of you fuckers just view and don't vote, but that's another story. And then Uber Bagel took it 54-49 for THB. So it was close. I was shocked. I mean, I have the people who voted THB written down, and I don't ever want to talk to them again. But that's beside the fact that it was – we just love a good close debate, and I like something that actually – rouses up some debate where it's not biased. And I included the unbiased picture where the bagel was not from either bagel shop, but I'm a Uber Bagel guy, and I've made that clear. But there's a lot of THB gals and guys out there. I did have a lot of honorable mentions. I did mention Bagel Bistro and their fried spuds, their home fries, how delicious they are. But rumor has it they're closed for a bit. I think they're going to open back up. Bagel Bistro on Old Harford Road has delicious bagels as well if you're in the Parkville area. So go support them. That's my go-to Sunday hangover food. I get a bacon sausage, egg, and cheese, and the side of home fries. Best home fries in town. So shout out to Bagel Bistro as well. But overall, I'd have to go with Uber Bagel, and I'm glad that my STV fam agree with me because that's what I like to see. I wasn't going to include this next hot take, but because it just came to me today. The National Girlfriend Day shit. Are we still serious about that? Are we kidding? Are we 2 years old? We're really doing that still? Is it even National Girlfriend's Day? And I get it. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have a significant other. Do I really have any say in this? But come on. We can't still be doing National Girlfriend's Day. Are we 10 years old? That can't be a real holiday. You got your anniversary. You got each other's birthdays. You got each other's holiday pictures, like with the Christmas and the Thanksgiving. You got enough freaking holidays to post about your significant other. We do not need National Boyfriend, National Girlfriend Day any day of the year. It's bullshit. It's overdone. We see enough of you and your significant other. If I ever get one, maybe I'll post, but definitely not for National Boyfriend, Girlfriend. It's bullshit. It's bonkers. And you need to quit it. You need to quit it. We're not 10 years old in high school or even middle school anymore. Sucking up to our significant other because we think it's cute. it's just overdone. I could be a cynical romantic or whatever you want to fucking call it, but it's bonkers. And luckily, I haven't seen as many posts this year, but it's just, it's, I don't even think it's a real holiday. And people just post about it, just to post. Post about your mom and what she's doing at work, or post about something else. We don't care what national day it is in another stupid picture. So that's how I see that. And I know I sound like a jerk off. I know I sound like an idiot, but it's ridiculous. You got your anniversary, like I said. You got your other holidays. We don't need another Sunday filled with freaking couples jerking each other off. It's bullshit. And I'm over it. Whew. Now that I got that off my chest. We all saw, I don't know how many Selling Sunset fans I have on here, but we all saw Chrishell Stoss dating the Oppenheim brother from the Selling Sunset on Netflix. And I just have to say, I don't really think Chrishell is that relevant. I think she's boring. I think she's kind of just plays into the limelight. I think she knows what she's doing to get attention. I don't think she's genuine. I don't think she's got it going on. She was the one that was dating Justin Hartley, who's the actor in Hollywood, and he left her. She didn't know they were getting divorced. He blindsided her, blah, blah, blah. That was the big storyline on the show, if you watch Selling Sunset. And I kind of, the more time goes, I think it's bullshit. Chrishell was dating him for attention. It was the big breakup. Then she was on Dancing with the Stars and dated her, her dancing partner. And that was the big stink. And then they broke up and she played the victim there. And now she's dating her boss, and it's a big stink coming up the new season of the show comes out, and they reveal the relationship and blah, blah, blah. I just don't think she's relevant. I love my pop culture, but I think all those people give this girl way too much airtime. It's ridiculous. And I think it almost has, made her too big for her britches as well. And she posts about herself. She does this. I'm doing this. Like, I don't think she's that relevant. Chrishell is just, I think she's boring. And I think she plays a sweetheart role, and she's not a sweetheart. And I would never claim to be a sweetheart, and I never fucking play that role. But if you're going to play it, you may as well play it well. And I don't think she plays it well. And I think it's bullshit. And if you watch the show, I see a lot of Chrishell fans on her Instagram. But I'm about to unfollow her because she rubs me the wrong way. And I think she's annoying as fuck. But I'd love to get some feedback. I'll probably do a poll on that too, because I could be totally out of bounds on this one. But man, she just rubs me the wrong way. And I think she's so fake. I really do. And I might be Team Justin now, just because I think there's more to the story that we didn't get to see. And I don't think he's that kind of guy into the drama where he'd like throw her under the bus and be like, I fucking divorced that bitch a year ago and she didn't want to because she wanted our relationship to be on the show. And I could totally see that. So I'll be interesting to see how her new relationship unfolds. As much as I don't like her, I'll still watch the show because there's other entertaining people on the show. So that's how I feel about Chrishell Stoss and that. And then my last hot take goes out to yet another issues related to weddings. You know, I thought the whole bridal shower gift was kind of dramatic. I didn't really hop on board for that. It kind of relates to thank you cards, but I just found out, and I don't know if a lot of people do this or everybody does this, but my friend at work, for her bridal shower, she was still opening gifts. Like, she still opened gifts in front of the people. She said for 3 hours at the bridal party. Is that really what people are going to bridal parties for? Is to watch the bride open gifts? Are you kidding me? That sounds like the worst event of my life. And I don't get me wrong. I saw, and it's nothing against particular parties. It was a gorgeous event. Other people's were gorgeous. But do people really still sit there and open gifts in front of people? I think that's bonkers. I think that's a practice from the past. I think if you know what you're giving the person, then you know. You don't need to see what everybody else gave, and you don't really care. I think I'd rather be pounding mimosas and pounding drinks, playing some freaking hopscotch, than watching somebody open gifts. I mean, that was so middle school parties where everybody gathering around and watch Billy Bob open the gifts that everybody gave him. Mom be writing down what this person gave. I would say do that in the privacy of your own home, And don't write me a thank you note because you know how I feel about those. So I just think opening gifts at a party should be done. Like, you don't go to somebody's wedding and watch them open up every gift. So why do you do that at the shower? You know, I might not understand it because I'm a guy and I don't really get the whole, I've never really gone through the process. So I could be wrong, but just to hear that people are opening gifts for hours and hours. I mean, you put on this beautiful, beautiful event. You spend all this money on the decorations and the food and the hobnobbing and this and that. And then you're just going to have, oh, everybody, let's go into the living room. The bride is going to open gifts for you. That's the main event. I would say bullshit, bullshit. So that's how I feel about that. It's my last hot take. I'll stop ranting. Love to hear your feedback if I'm wrong on any of these hot takes. But, oh, man, another great week. Glad to be back. We'll hopefully be more consistent now that the summer schedule's over. As always, stay away from those STDs and always turn towards Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. Tell your friends about us. I honestly think this is a fun episode. So share this episode with your friends. Got a lot of fun things talked about. A lot of shit talking. A lot of things related that aren't even just pop culture. They're just in general. We love a general chat. So hop on board the STV train. Hopefully we'll get some good guests, like I always say. I got to talk it into existence. But anyway, thank you. Love you. Happy Monday. Happy day of the week, whatever day you're listening. Glad to be back. Sorry I was off for a few weeks, but hey, everybody needs a mental break. And we'll be back. Thank you. Love you. Bye.